Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 22nd, 2013, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to remind everyone that the latest targeted recruiting call is up. It actually targets those in law enforcement. If you haven't heard it yet, you can dial the number, and it's 1-832-225-5021. Again, that's 832-225-5021. Of course, you know, my background was in law enforcement. I'm a retired Oklahoma State Trooper, and I'm actually one of four former officers that are actually featured on the call. If you know anyone in law enforcement, then it's a great exposure for them to Legal Shield, so I encourage you to use the tools that are available to you. I'm extremely excited about tonight's call. You'll be hearing from one of the top executive directors on our More Success team as on the calls. And also, we're going to do a quick recap of the Team Renew event that was held in Las Vegas this last weekend. But to begin tonight's call and to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 4 Executive Director, and the leader of our More Success team now for the past 30 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I certainly am, Randy. It was nice being with all the people over at Tulsa Saturday and riding up with you and Harold and everything. I had a great time. You know, Randy, I was going to introduce a guest speaker tonight, but I was talking to their sponsor, and you know, such great people. This speaker tonight, I'm going to say just a little bit, you're going to be enjoying because they know what to do. They're out there doing it every day. They got a great attitude. But to introduce them is a lady that I like to refer to from a Georgia peach. Her and her husband are such wonderful, great, just great people. Gold Executive Director, written over 2,400 personal apps, 5 years in a row, the top recruiter in the state of Georgia, $100,000 ring earners, and I could go on and on and on. But our lady friend, our friend, yours and mine, and the whole Moore Success team, none other than Miss Sherilyn Degatta. Sherilyn?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure for me tonight to introduce a very, very, very special lady and a special couple. I've been in the business for about 7 years, and it's not about me. It's about one of my top producers and $100,000 ring earner. You know, we're all so blessed. We always look for that gold nugget, and we always look for that one person or that the person that's really going to be that person that's going to take the business to the next level. Seven years ago, I actually did a presentation, and I was blessed to be able to walk into a real estate company. And you never know who you're going to get. And I ended up doing a quick presentation for them. And this sharp young lady sat behind, she'll tell you her background in a few minutes, specializing in real estate. And I was so blessed to be able to recruit none other than the Miss Wonderful Lisa Streeter from Atlanta, Georgia. Not only when you recruited somebody, not only did we spend day after day after day together, she was coachable, she was trainable, she was everything that somebody needed in an organization. Not only did she end up becoming one of my recruits, she became one of my very, very, very dearest friends, and I could not be prouder of her and her husband, Lisa and Daniel Streeter. With that, I'd like to turn it over to $100,000 ring earner, top executive director in the company, top group person, making her way up all the way to the top. Nobody could be prouder. Sister from another mother, my good friend, Lisa Streeter.
Thank you, Ms. Degatta and Mr. Moore. Can you all hear me okay?
Lisa, I can not only hear you very clear, I'm so pleased and so happy you're on the call tonight. It's your show, girl.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very honored to be on the call. Usually I'm not on the call because we have our Monday night briefing here that hosts and help Mr. Jameson here in the Atlanta market. I want to thank everybody for being on the call, and I'm very excited about being on the call, but also I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my great friend and sister from another mother, Ms. Cheryl Degatta, and also my good friend, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, both who took me under their wings and showed me the ropes in the group marketing arena. And Cheryl and I, we called ourselves the Thelma and Louise of identity theft early on in the business. I'm very, very honored also to have Mr. Moore as my Platinum Executive Director. Anytime I need Mr. Moore or when I'm having a bad day, I don't know if God sends him a text and says, call Lisa, she needs you. But we don't talk every day. I don't bug him every day. But right when I need him, I know I can call him for anything, and he helps me through the day. So I appreciate you, sir, for all that you do. And I want to apologize about my voice, guys, but I've been presenting at PDRs, and I'm all in rural areas and nook and crannies of Georgia. I've been presenting at a event here, a Sunday event here in Georgia, where we had 170 people in the room, guests and associates, to hear Mr. Streeter and I, to see what we do every day. And one of the things that we do is we have a very burning desire and very passionate about Legal Shield, but we've also turned this into our ministry. And me working in the background of the legal field, I mean, from U.S. Court of Appeals, Johnny Cochran, public pretender offices that I call them, and countless other industries as far as in the legal field, I've been in every position in the legal field but an attorney. Legal Shield has been introduced to me 5 times in my legal career. But God sent this angel, Cheryl DeGata, into the REMAX office. And this time I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. My ears opened, and I was the first one to get started. In the first 4 days, I made $1,743 without my husband's consent. I wasn't a submissive wife at all, but I knew we needed a will. I knew we had the victims of identity theft, and I knew what it meant to have an attorney when you need it, when bad things happen to good people and what life events happen. I knew that I could pick up the phone and not have to check checkbooks before we check our right when injustice is done to us, from the trivial to the traumatic, as we know. But with that being said, I'm very blessed to be a part of a company that I don't have to worry right now with what's going on in my industry in as paralegals. They're being just X'd out. The attorneys are laying them off thousands at a time that I read in one of the business magazines because they can't afford to pay them. And the attorneys are doing their own briefs. They're doing their own court proceedings. They're doing all of their, you know, records and emails and all the things that paralegal and legal secretaries used to do. So we're being laid off left and right. So I'm so honored to be a part of this company. I mean, Mr. Streeter and I worked the entire will. We started off just recruiting a team, and as you all know on the line, sometimes you want to try something else when you get burnt out. I didn't have the patience to continue to do that just solely. So I linked up with Ms. DeGata, went to a couple of groups with her. She showed me the ropes. She showed me what she took to the group. And my first group, I went alone without her after she cut the apron and kicked me to the curb because she knew I can do it on my own. Once I went without her, I just sunk my teeth into it. Mr. Streeter works the business, the small business arena, which he's now down in Florida at the National Black Chamber of Commerce at their business convention there with Mr. Rip Mason and Mr. Darnell Self. Mr. Streeter is alongside them right now working the small business table with them. So he works that, and then we both recruit sharp professional people into the opportunity and help them to get paid and promoted and hold their hands, just like Mr. DeGata held my hand, our hands, in helping us reach the six-figure range. I'm just honored and blessed to be a part of this company, to retire my husband at the age of 38, after only 10 months in this business, and also my mother-in-law as our nanny and our granny to help us do what we do. Without her, we wouldn't be able to do what we do with 5-year-old Danielle and 11-year-old Devin, who turned 11 on the 4th of July. So I'm just so excited about where Mid-Ocean Partners is taking us and the Legal Shield family is taking us. I'm very excited about being there 7 years ago with Mr. Gatta, but seeing the company transform, even with, you know, people that's not here anymore. I thank them, you know, for everything that they've done. And I'm just excited about what we're able to offer to our community and to our country of equal justice under the law. And just being a part of a great organization on the Moore Success Team, and I love Mr. and Mrs. Moore dearly, Cheryl DeGata, who's my friend and family, and Jimmy Parrish. I can call Mr. Parrish anytime I don't know anything about a group or small biz. Mr. Parrish is there to lend a hand as his teammate as well. So I thank you all for allowing me to be on the call. And Mr. Moore, I love you to pieces, as Mr. DeGata says, and I'm just honored to be on the call. And I'm very excited about everything that's happening in our business. As most of you may have known, Mr. Moore and Ms. DeGata can understand that, but I went through a lot of adversity and negativity in my business. It was ups and downs, but once we brushed off the dirt, we didn't quit. because we know this is the company we need to be at. We didn't want to sell products, lotion, potions, creams, vitamin juices, travel, go to coffee stuff, because our country doesn't need that. But I know that everyone needs a will, identity theft, and access to an attorney, and we will never go anywhere. We're here to stay. This is our future. This is our life. And we work hard for our kids' legacy and future as well. With that, Mr. Moore, sir, I thank you again, and I'll pass the call back over to you, sir.
Lisa, would you have a moment or two for a question or two from one or two of my top people?
I sure do.
Okay. Randy, let me turn to you for a second.
All right. Let's go out to Edmond, Oklahoma, and Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on the call? Didn't know if she was in speaker mode.
Yes, I am. I apologize.
All right. Did you have a question or a comment from Ms. Streeter?
Yeah. I don't think we've ever met. And a question that I usually like to have to ask people is, you know, what do you think? What was that event? What was it? What do you consider to be a turning point? What was it that made you catch fire? Was it something that somebody said? Was it an event? You know, was it a person? If you look back in your business when you got started, what was it for you that really, really told you that you were at the right place at the right time and that this business was for you?
And thank you for that question. I knew I was at the right place at the right time when Ms. Degada told me early on, as soon as I enrolled with her, that I think the next month or so was the convention. And when I went to the convention, I kept thinking it was going to be this big rah-rah thing. I wasn't a network marketer. I came straight from the legal field. So I did not want to go. But Cheryl and her husband just advised Daniel and I, we don't go to that convention, we will not have a belief level to see the bigger picture. And once I got there and seen the law firm providers and all of these people from all over the country in the same opportunity that I was in, I seen the attorney generals, I met Mr. Stone Cipher and seen his passion and his dedication to this company and also his integrity for us as associates. I had never felt that before, but working in the legal field, guys, since I was 16 years old, straight out of high school, I graduated at 16, I was a little smart, and I've been in the legal field. I was grandfathered in from Seattle, Washington to Florida, and then by way here to Atlanta, which is my home now, but I've never seen attorneys treat their clients like the attorneys with Legal Shield. I never seen the passion and the customer service, and they really cared about their members. And I knew this is where I wanted to be, and I knew this was a part. I wanted to be a part of the culture in Legal Shield and helping other people without lying to them about all the things that I do to help them become successful for them and their family and their family's future. I can sleep at night and know that I'm in the right place, that God is very pleased with what we do. And as I tell our team, we are the chosen ones. People that leave, they wasn't supposed to be here. And everybody that doesn't get the membership or become an associate, it's just not their time. You know, it's kind of like blessed into the hearts. They just don't know any better. We can only show it to them. So the turning point for me just was I just didn't want to go back to work. I didn't want to send my kids to daycare or anything of that nature and go punch a clock because I got the taste of the freedom with Legal Shield, being able to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. But just watching, you know, Ms. Degada, her dedication, her hard work, just her care for everybody on the team and in the company and on our team, and just seeing how simple she made it because she worked from her heart. And I just duplicated everything she did. And now we just work the entire wheel. And I figured if I worked as hard as I did at those law firms and I never made what I was worth, not only that, I couldn't even pay my bills. And I was single at the time getting started, and I couldn't pay my bills. But now earning figures in a company and to get paid every day, that's unheard of. Who leaves an opportunity like that? So, I prayed about it on a Sunday. It came to me on a Wednesday, and by Mr. Gata, had a PDR on Friday. And in that short period of time, made $1,700. All they had to pay me was one time. So that was my turning point, that I got paid real money in my account. And I'm like, if I do more, how much more would they pay me? And as we did more, it kept coming in. And once my husband seen it, he jumped on board. And I walked him out of his job with a Rolls Royce, a chauffeur, and red carpet. And we haven't looked back since. And it's been almost 7 years now. So I love this company, And I'm just honored to be able to help people with the service that everybody needs when those life events happen. So that was my turning point.
Well, I just got to make this comment, Randy. And Lisa, you know, the old saying, I don't know where it came from, but, boy, I just know that people came from miles around to watch you burn.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, my mouth is still open about, you know, Ms. Degatta came to hear me do the presentation, and I could just see it in her eyes. She was like a proud mama to see me do a presentation at the Monday night briefing, but she had to leave after the briefing, and after she left, people came from Ohio and Texas, and they flew down from, came down from Tennessee and all over to hear me and my husband. And I'm in the front of the room trying to keep my composure because I just couldn't believe it. And I'm like, okay, God, I must be doing something right. People wanted to come hear us train about what we do. And we just have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of confidence and posture because we're proud of the services and product and company that we represent. If we wasn't proud, then we wouldn't, you know, have it from passion. And just being able to go to the military base here in Georgia, and 100 military soldiers, I was able to present to and tell them, thank you for protecting my family. Now I can protect your family with our services with Legal Shield. And that just felt good. I'm just so excited about what we do and the opportunity we have, all of us have in Legal Shield. And Mr. Nick Serva, as he says, either you're not doing it right or you're not doing it enough. The first 2 years, we wasn't doing it right, and now we're doing it right and we're doing enough. So that's pretty much my person that mentioned that statement to us here in the Atlanta market and at the conventions that turned me around to, you know what, we got to learn how to do this thing right. And once we do it right, we can do even more, and that's where we are right now.
Well, thanks, Linda. I know we've got several other executive directors probably that are in speaker mode tonight. How about either Alex Gardner or even David Peterman? Either one of you guys in speaker mode have a question or comment for Ms. Streeter?
Randy, this is David. I'm like Linda. I don't know that I have any more question other than, I mean, I could say a big amen. It's no wonder the Streeters have done that well. I mean, you can hear the passion in what they do. They believe in our company and our product and service and the delivery and the compensation and getting paid and understand that you can be a blessed people while being blessed in return. What a deal. I'm just proud of them.
Well, thank you, David. We are very, very proud of the Streeters. They've come a long way in a short period of time, but it's through the dedication and hard work. Is that right, Ms. Streeter? You just you have to get out there and make it happen, right?
Yes, yes, sir. Mr. Moore, you know, I just don't understand when I hear people say, what do you do? You know, how are you guys doing it? And my answer to everybody is, look, this company has everything in place. We started when it was prepaid legal, and I love the company. I love the concept, and I absolutely love Mr. Stonecipher and his dream and his vision. But these guys have come in now and taken us to another level, but they give us everything that we need. Mr. Streeter and I were so excited about the new website. Now we just point people to our site. And our site is getlegalshieldonline.com. They go there. I'm like, just shop around, like Mr. Fernley said, whether you want the membership, become an associate, you got more questions or need to do your research, research right there on our site. And watch our videos and call me if you have a question. Let me know when you're ready. So we just built the relationship and let them do it on their own time. And that's pretty much it. But I hit the ground running. My team has a joke on our team. Here's Sergeant Streeter. That's me. Because I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning planning out my day of where I'm going. And my calendar is full, as Ms. Degatta told me. If your calendar doesn't have any, let me tell you something, young lady. If your calendar doesn't have any appointment, you're out of business. So I always remember that, and I never let my calendar go blank because I know that I'm out of business and I can't present to anyone. I can't get paid. So I just have fun going to companies and meeting new people wherever I go. And Mr. Streeter and I are the expert of working the entire wheel. We're not groupies. We're not just small biz. We're not just recruiters and network marketers. We work everything of the opportunity that this company has to offer with our great training from Mr. Gatta. And I went to Mr. Parrish's class with my team and learned even more. And so we just was like, you know, why would we just build a team or just do group or just do small biz, we're leaving a lot of money on the table, and we're not helping a lot of people. So I presented to 15 surgeons yesterday in a rural area here in Georgia, and two of them got the business plan, the 110 plan, and they all scheduled me to come this week to, you know, the rest of them, because they didn't have time to sign up and going online, but they wanted me to come to their office this week to sign them up in the office and get on their next staff meeting calendar to present to their nurses and staff. So that's the fun in it for me, like a scavenger hunt. Wherever I go, I get my foot in the door because of my passion, but my posture and confidence that we have something that you all need to keep your doors open, because if there's an identity theft issue, your company can get closed down, and if anything happens with your employees or customers, you can get sued, and most of them don't have a will, 9 out of 10. So we have something to offer them that I can't take girdles and coffee and makeup to help them, but I can say, here's an attorney, identity theft, and a legal plan. So that's what our dedication is, and we have a lot of fun while we work our business.
Well, what great information you're giving out. I hope everyone is taking notes. You're doing an awesome job. Did Mr. Alex Gardner, did he have a question or comment?
Randy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Alex.
Yeah, Lisa, you have a contagious enthusiasm, loving the call. Appreciate you being on. I know we have probably a lot of couples or people that are working the business as a partnership, maybe some newer associates. Are there any tips that you have as far as how you've been able to work the business together? I know it sounds like you're two places at once right now. So any tips you'd have for people getting started, and whether it's just a supportive spouse or working the business together?
You know, I wish I could do a training on that. I wish someone would ask me to do a training on that. Mr. Streeter and I, as Mr. Goddard know, we got started separately. And I stayed in the closet crying to her because Mr. Streeter would tell me, you need to go get a job and help me with these bills. But I knew this would work in my gut feeling. Once he came aboard, it took us a minute to find that there was other elements to the wheel of opportunity. We thought it was just recruiting. So we were building a team and helping the team with PBRs and sit-downs and things of that nature. But once we found our niche, I knew that my lane was group. He found that his lane was small biz, but we both love people and we're outgoing together. We recruit a team. But to answer your question, it doesn't make sense to me when there's a couple that they both go together to a group, one group, that they both go together to a small biz, or they both go to a PBR to help a new associate. We separate, and we have this joke that his 50 cents and my 50 cents make a dollar. So we together, we only make 50 cents. So we split up. Like now, he's down in Florida, and he's been there for a week. We have a Florida license, and he's been there for a week, and he's training our team and building our team under one of our directors, and then he's going to the convention with the small biz. I am here in Atlanta working with the team, taking care of the house, of course, with the kids, but also doing PBRs and sit-downs and scheduling more groups. But if I was there with him in Florida, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing here. And I just think that's the way that we are able to make even more, but we're not in each other's way because we both have different work ethics. Mr. Streeter, he puts the plan together, and I'm an executor because I'm not a procrastinator, and I just go out and make it happen and make it happen and get it done. But we work together as a team to answer your question. So it's like a big championship, and we win the championship and we got the ring, and now we're pushing for 250.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gardner. Thank you, Ms. Streeter. Again, I want to thank you so much for being on the call. Thank Daniel also for all that he is doing for you and Legal Shield, and, of course, for our team. A very valuable part. We want you to know that. Want you to know how much we appreciate you. And hopefully we can have you and him both on a call in the near future.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I'm honored to be on the call, and we love you to pieces, Mr. Moore and Mr. Gatto. Thank you so much for all that you do for us and our family and for being there for us and our success as well. And we love you guys to pieces. Call me anytime, as you know, Mr. Moore, anything you need.
All right. Well, thank you so
much. Outstanding job, Lisa. Outstanding job. We appreciate you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you all, too.
All right. Now I'm going to go out to the state of Virginia and to Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 income earner, and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes, has just actually returned from the Team Reunion event in Las Vegas. Jeff, tell us about that. I heard it was a great event.
We did have a great event. Thank you for having me on the call tonight. Yeah, we had the whole team, invited the team to go out, and all the leaders from the team. We had almost 200 people that showed up at the event, and it was 2 days, basically from, I think, from noon to 5, where we had trainers just one after the next. Really, really well done. I was so pleased with the quality of the training and just the message that was presented. And we had, it was interesting, we didn't just have ring earners and Millionaire Club members on stage. We actually had up-and-comers. And I'm telling you, I really believe that, giving these people that are doing the deal, they're excited, their eye of the tiger, they're young in the business, and they really inspire the audience. So I love that as well. And I'll kind of share the summation of my training. I was able to do the keynote address, which I was honored to do and really enjoyed that time with the team. But kind of the thought that I left with them, and I'll leave it with the More Success Team tonight, is that, we often say that Legal Shield has been in business for 42 or 43 years. And that's, I guess it's true. Technically it's true, but it's really not true. When you think about the Mid-Ocean Partner merger, the acquisition of Prepaid Legal, and then the rebranding, the new logos, the new corporate colors, all the new collateral material that had been produced, that was September 2 years ago. So we're not even a two-year-old company. We're really a startup company, but that is a company that's built on a foundation of Prepaid Legal. Randy, do you hear that?
That all came out.
Yeah, there is a lot of background noise.
Turn,
I don't know where.
Turn yours off.
Yeah, somebody's on speaker mode. Yeah, thank you. I wore my ears out. I apologize, guys. But what I want to do, and what I would encourage other people to do, is to stop looking back. Sometimes people will look back and they'll say, back in the, back in the 90s or back in the 2000s.
Yeah, something on here.
2000, things were really good, and that was a different time. With
you didn't have
the company. I'm sorry?
I've got somebody actually talking in the background. If you would, please mute yourself out. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
My thought is we need to quit looking back. Our God put our eyes on the front of our head, and our feet are made to walk forward. So, our future is ahead of us. And, the thing that I pointed out to the team is that, Legal Shield is really built, financially it's built on the insurance company business model. We pay like an insurance company. We pay advance commissions. We pay overrides like a broker, would receive. And we pay residual income. We give bonuses and trips. So it's everything that an insurance company would do. And like an insurance company, even though we're not, that financial mess is the way that we're organized, Legal Shield has the structural integrity and the strength and the financial wherewithal of an insurance company. And if you look at these huge life insurance companies, and whether it be Prudential, which started 100 years before Legal Shield, or any other big life insurance company, they're immensely wealthy. They are cash flow rich. They have so much money coming in off of policies that people pay, and they almost don't know what to do with all their cash. They end up buying lots of office buildings. If you look at any of the large cities, the office buildings are all owned by life insurance companies. And Legal Shield is kind of in that same category. So, like Prudential is still in business over 100 years later. They're 142 years old, just like Legal Shield is 42 years old. I mean, they started right about the same time we did. And so what I share with everybody is stop looking back, start looking forward, but know that we're not a startup company. We're not like these other network marketing companies that are laundering money amongst friends, as my brother Chris said at the training. But truly, we have a unique product. It's not being matched or equal by any other company. We have a market size that is truly unlimited because it's a product everybody needs, nobody has, and almost everyone can afford. And we have time to do this right. At a two-year-old or a 19-month-old company, well, I guess we're 23 months old under the new name. We have plenty of time to build this right, to do it right, and new stories are coming up every day, and our best days are ahead of us. Mr. Stonecipher for years and years said we haven't scratched the scratch. And prepaid legal never scratched the scratch, and certainly this two-year-old company hasn't scratched the scratch. So I'm very excited about where we find ourselves today. I don't disagree with anything that the Mid-Ocean partner, the Legal Shield management team has done since they have taken the reins of the company. I agree with everything. I think it's great. Can't wait to see what else they bring to us. But we don't need the company to fix anything at this point. Everything I ever wanted the company to do, they've done. It's just really a matter of us going back to work, those of us that, have gone through the transition and just like the story we heard tonight, the opportunity is out there. It's huge. It's bigger than we can imagine. It's really bigger than we can get our imagination around. But it doesn't do you any good if the opportunity is out there and you never seize the opportunity. So I, for one, back to work. I know the people that were at the Team Renew event in Vegas, back to work. We're so excited, and I can't wait to see what this next year brings to us. So I appreciate it. Next year, Mr. Moores, we're going to be going to the Grand Hotel in Arizona, the Arizona Grand, which is an amazing water park and hotel resort. And if anybody on the More Success team would like to come, you'll certainly be invited, and I'm sure we'll have more information about that as it approaches. But thank you again for having me on the call tonight.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and we appreciate the leadership that you and your brother Chris put together and putting that whole team event together. I know how much effort, time, and money that it costs, and you guys did an awesome job. Got phone calls today about it, and they're very, very excited about all the different training, and a lot of people are out there recruiting and selling, coming straight out of that big event. So you guys did an awesome job, and we appreciate you very, very much. So thanks for being on the call, Jeff. All right, back to you, Mr. Moore.
I'm glad I'm back on. I got cut off there for a minute. Randy had to dial back in. I don't know what happened. Anyhow, I appreciate what Jeff just reported. That's absolutely fantastic. Of course, they always do a wonderful job. Appreciate you so much, Sherlyn, DeGata tonight, and Linda and Alex and David Peter for getting in. And I appreciate Miss Streeter for her enthusiasm. You can tell why she's successful. She's full of fire, full of vim, full of vinegar, ready to get out there and get it. You know, we got a great team, Randy. You know what we haven't said in the last few days? Somebody needs to know that you got your identity, that you had to get your credit cards refixed and everything because of identity theft. So it doesn't just hit strangers, folks. It hits home. It hits your own families. So let's keep that in mind as we go out there and do it. Other than that, Randy, I'm saying some more about our wristbands. You know, I saw people Saturday that wasn't even on our team saying, can I have one of those wristbands? Because as we've said before, they're a nice little wristband. They put the More Success team, but with what we put on top of faith, family, finance, American flag and the cross, because we believe in God and country. We want to keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. We love each and every one of you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.